StoryCorps is returning to Kansas City in August, so we're going to take the opportunity to listen back to some of the most powerful conversations Kansas Cityans have held in StoryCorps' mobile recording booth. Today, Susan Wilson and her daughter, Charmelle Winsett, share how race influenced each of them as they came of age.
It was a difficult growing up. We were poor. We didn't have much money. It was during the 50s. Interracial couples were not the thing. My mother's family hated the idea that she was with a black man, so they totally disowned her. Her father, who died, only left her a dollar in his will, even though they had money. I know from an identity perspective, I went through different phases. Like, there was a phase that I went through where I had white friends mostly and listened mostly to white music like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And then it was like I was done with that. And then I was like totally immersed in black music. In high school, I was very much a part of like the Black Power movement. Somewhere around the middle of high school, those two worlds came together, and I guess my personality got integrated.
This is what I wanted to know about that, because we know it was tough back then. What I want to know is, though, tell me one thing about being biracial that you felt it was a positive, and maybe one thing that was a real true challenge.
Knowing something about both worlds, I was able to be a bridge. I was always able to understand the perspectives of two completely different groups of people. And I think it gave me a keen interest in learning about other people who were different. I think the negative thing was I felt often that I didn't fit in anywhere.
Definitely being your daughter and knowing the history, your history as well as Nene's history, which is Jean, my grandmother, I think it definitely has given me a different outlook on life, more so than I think many people that I've grown up with.
In what way?
Well, I think being a child or a grandchild or the product of an interracial relationship, I had no idea that my grandmother was white. No clue. And in fact, it wasn't until we moved to Topeka and I had someone say to me, "Do you have a maid? Who's that white lady that's always coming out of your house?" And I was offended. I was upset because I had no clue what they were talking about, because she was Nene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she loved me and Justin and took care of us. She was just grandmother. She wasn't this white lady. So first of all, I gained an appreciation, I think, just for pure love of people. And then secondly, I think watching your challenges and struggles, having been a single mom that raised two children, you know, you went on and got a PhD in psychology. I'm sorry. I now have a real true appreciation for dreams because I saw you achieve your dreams. I think I have just a true appreciation of being a woman and a mother.
That was Charmelle Winsett talking with her mother, Susan Wilson, in 2010. You might recognize the voice of Susan Wilson. She hosted the show KC Currents here on KCUR 89.3. Since this recording, Wilson has become the Vice Chancellor of Diversity and Inclusion at UMKC. She also shares that she reached out to the Italian side of her family that had disowned her mother, and she received an email back saying, "Susan, this is your cousin John. I've been looking for you for over 25 years. Susan Wilson and Charmelle Winsett attended their first Italian family reunion in 2015. This interview was recorded in Kansas City by StoryCorps and produced by Suzanne Hogan and Matthew Long Middleton. StoryCorps will be back in Kansas City in August. To share your story, you can sign up online at kcur.org Friday morning at 10.